Part 2 of our look at 73s.com is coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this Rain Report. Controversy surrounds the use of the term 73s with an S as to whether the term is legit as opposed to 73. Some folks feel a deep-seated annoyance at a website that uses the domain name of 73s.com. So why did webmaster Chris Matthew, N7ICE, go with the URL of 73s.com and not 73? We'll learn that and more about 73s.com this week as we conclude a conversation between Phoenix, Arizona resident Chris Matthew, N7ICE, and Rains Hapali, KC9RP.
You have a buy and sell section on 73s.com.
No, but that's another very interesting area that I've been contemplating for a while. So right now you have your current gear, your previous gear, and the wanted gear. So I was thinking, well, people have been doing that for several years now, posting photos of their gear, selecting their gear, their models. When they sell it, they move it from current gear to had gear. And when they're looking for something, they put wanted gear. So I was thinking, man, all of the data is there to certainly start matching people. Like if you see someone that wanted to sell something, you could match it with someone who has it listed and wanted. At least just send them each an email saying, hey, Joe, meet Mike. You want to sell this? He wants to buy this. But I haven't yet thought through the logistics of how that would work. But I think that would be a great minor enhancement that would really add functionality to the gear section of 73s.
Anytime you can bring buyers and sellers together is always a plus. But what would you do differently from what EHAM does?
My understanding of EHAM is it's mostly like a product review site and forum. Even though people can talk about gear, certainly, they can talk about anything really ham-related on 73s. We haven't done product reviews. In fact, though, when I was doing ham briefs like every week, we did have vendors contacting me asking if we could do product reviews of their gear. And it was something we were contemplating, I was thinking about doing, but I think the timing was wrong. I think I was kind of on a declining. After you do 100 ham brief videos, you kind of hit a wall. You kind of need to recharge the batteries, kind of rethink the direction you're going. And I've been kind of in one of those modes for about a year now, thinking about where to take 73s, where to take ham briefs. And yeah, they do take a lot of time. That's something I've been thinking about a lot. But I think EHAM does a good job of product reviews. I'm not sure there needs to be another site that just tries to do different reviews of the same gear. I don't know. I kind of been leaving it up to the 73s community where they build their own trust and relationships to, you know, to talk about pros and cons of radio. So I think it's a more social network driven approach to the gear, you know, to just ham radio experiences and gear rather than me or other product reviewers giving their opinion, you know, on something.
I recently interviewed Gary Pierce, KN4HQ, who has the HamRadioNow.com podcast. He really doesn't do much anymore with product reviews because it's hard to find someone who doesn't have an ulterior motive or doesn't have a certain axe to grind about a certain radio. He has given up really on doing any of those sort of things, especially in HamFest, where it didn't matter whether it was a manufacturer, whether it was somebody else that would be somewhat unbiased and even-handed.
Yep, totally agree with him. I've got a lot of gear. You know, being a ham for 20 years, I'm sure you do too, you pick up a lot of gear, and I never seem to get rid of it. Some of the earlier ham brief videos, I would review very honest reviews of the gear I've owned for years. And you know, even if it was older equipment, I'd say what I really liked about it, what I didn't like about it. And I was very comfortable with that just because it was my gear. I was familiar with it. And there's no bias. I think I own one from every manufacturer, maybe more. When the vendor started contacting me, I felt very much what Gary was referring to. When Kenwood or Icon would say, hey, we're going to send you this really brand new radio, they're pretty much expecting a glowing view, I think. If you really tear it apart on 73s, that could be a very bad position for them to be in. And I think that expectation is that you're going to give it a great review because we're sending you the latest and greatest that no one else has, and we're going to treat you special. And to Gary's point, I think that puts you in a bad position right out the gate.
As we record this in 2013, where do you see 73s.com in 10 years?
That's a great question. I would like to continue pushing the limits and the interconnectivity of internet and ham radio and community. The technology that we were talking about earlier, the WebRTC, I definitely see a role in that, allowing you to converse from the 73's website to, you know, various Echolink or D-Star or, you know, various voice over IP radio modes and vice versa. I also see maybe more integration of 73s, the QSO logbooks with other technologies. We have a pretty good start on our own API. If we can get more developers using our API, they could connect their applications, their hardware, etc., so that maybe every time you key up, it could send the metadata to 73s, just like the world logbook or something of that nature. So I see more interconnectivity, more automation. I see voice coming to 73s. I also see video coming to 73s. If we could maybe even create a video version of Echolink or something of that nature, I think that's cool.
You're listening to a conversation between Chris Matthew, N7ICE, the ham and mind behind the Ham Radio Social Network website, 73s.com, and Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP. We'll conclude their conversation in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 on Twitter and therainreport.com.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I think anytime you can get the community talking together, it's going to involve radios. A lot of old-timers like to say anything internet-related is not ham radio. I just have a hard time being pigeonholed where I've got to do RF or it's not ham radio. I think the rise of data on the radio side, merging with the internet connectivity, is on the rise. I think technologies like D-Star, Moto Turbo, where you're dealing with binary right from the radio, voice over IP to remote towers and coming out RF or staying digital, maybe over a browser page, I think is the direction that these technologies are going. So it's inevitable that a site like 73s could take advantage of that and interconnect those technologies as well. I also see, with the rise of software-defined radios, some more opportunities and more capabilities that we can continue to add to 73s for logging or hotspots or tracking activity. I know there's a lot of spiders that look for band activity, but maybe we can do similar approaches but through more digital capabilities, doing more of this interconnectivity.
As a blind person, how accessible is 73s?
I know a lot of blind friends, and I know a lot of blind friends that are also ham radio operators. It could be better. It's not 100%, but it's pretty good. All of the links do have alt tags that screen readers can pick up. I've tried to label the text boxes, all the inputs, with label tags so that, again, screen readers can pick those up as well. It's pretty good, but it always could be better. I'm always in such awe around blind, especially ham radio operators, that they've always been just amazingly technical. I learn something new every time I'm interacting with them. I wish that more websites were user-friendly for them with the challenges that they have on a daily basis.
Yeah, so many websites now are using these goofy labels on links that literally say label 1, label 2.
Yeah. That doesn't help anybody.
And you got to have the alt tags in there. Otherwise, the screen reader may not see it at all.
Exactly. What are they going to click on? Label 1 or label 10?
Exactly. And web design is always changing, and that's such a tough challenge.
You know, this was before 73s. It's still in use today. I created a technology called Surf by Tell. It was for blind people that wanted to surf the internet using their telephone. They can pick any website they want to go to, and it will start reading the page to them. And when it sees a link, it says the word link, and then it reads the text inside of the link. And they can click on links with either their keypad or their voice. They can say link when it tells them what the link is, and it actually clicks the link for them, fetches the next page, and starts at the top of the page reading the web page to them. So it's speech recognition and text-to-speech, all for the purpose of allowing blind people to interact with web pages. It is still around, and there's a radio reading service in Arizona called sunsounds.org, and they still run Surf by Tell for all of their subscribers so that they can listen to the newspaper, interact with the newspaper, magazines. They can listen to live streaming stories being read by the reading radio service as well, all through the telephone.
And how would someone find that information?
They would have to be a subscriber of a radio reading service that has Surf by Tell, and it's currently only sunsounds.org. So if they're an Arizona blind person subscribed, they're more than likely already subscribed to sunsounds.org. Sunsounds promotes it daily and heavily on every collateral or promotion they do. They call it Sundial, which is kind of cool. It's my product's name was Surf by Tell. They've branded it as Sundial, so it kind of goes along with their Sunsounds reading radio service.
Where could someone read more about it on the internet?
Surfbytell.com. There's one funny thing that comes up very frequently, and especially with the older hams that are really sticklers, I think, on how things are pronounced and the old way of ham radio, and that being the S in 73s.com. I get reminded on a weekly basis that the proper use of the term is without an S, is 73. I think that they might be right, but from people I've talked to, it seems like it's about 50-50 that either say it singular versus plural. And I know even Hiram Percy on his early, early QSL cards would say 73s. So I would keep coming back to that. But at the end of the day, the only reason I didn't buy 73.com was because the person that still owns it wants $250,000 for it. So we're going to live with the S. Regardless of the majority says it's not correct, it's a financial decision. 73s.com is a pretty easy three-letter domain to remember and to access. It's served us well so far.
How many people would love to be able to have a three-letter web domain anymore? If someone would like to communicate with you about some of the ideas you've expressed in this RAIN report, how would they reach you, Chris?
I'm all over all of the social media networks. I'm Chris Matthew, C-H-R-I-S. That part's normal. The last name is French. It's M-A-T-T-H-I-E-U. All one word on Twitter. I'm Chris Matthew on Facebook. I'm N7ICE on 73s. You can also email me, N7ICE at 73s.com.
I've been speaking today with Chris Matthew, N7ICE, the man and mind behind 73s.com. And Chris, I guess at this point we should say 73s.
I love it, 73s.
You'll find a link to Chris's website and his email address on the site's mentioned page on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2013 Rain. All rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, wishing you very 73s from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.